Chapter 2, The Poor of Yahweh. The Old Testament knows of human beings who are poor in spirit, and whose words and deeds announce already what Jesus will say and do. They are the poor of Yahweh. Struck by suffering, they have no illusion about their own abilities and entrust themselves fully to God. Their poverty goes hand in hand with gentleness, trust, and humble, everyday fidelity. With them is born a new people who are no longer proud braggarts, but rather simply a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord. This is Israel's spiritual elite. They already form a church of the poor long before its time. Various psalms witness to this. In humility and with a child's trust, which is a model of abandonment and dependence, David speaks to God, "I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child, like a weaned child on its mother's lap." In a beautiful dialogue between the soul and Yahweh, Psalm 119 expresses the conversion of the sinner. "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I hold to your promise. In your faithfulness, you have afflicted me." In turn, the prophets express Yahweh's tenderness for those who are humiliated and his predilection for the humble, whom he protects from the proud. "For thus says he who is high and exalted, living eternally, whose name is the Holy One, on high I dwell in holiness, and with the crushed and dejected in spirit, to revive the spirits of the dejected, to revive the hearts of the crushed. But I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly, who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord." Suffering, occupation, and exile helped the chosen people to come closer to God and to see that only in Him would they find salvation. Meditation. Quote, "To be afflicted, to be impoverished, as a sign of God's faithfulness, how should we understand this utterance of the psalmist? How can we live it day by day? What is the role of the Holy Spirit in this? When I experience my limitations, failures, and even sin, what is my reaction? Bitterness? Aggression? If I am poor in spirit, may I not acknowledge my creaturely poverty in peace and trust?